This is the Composer's Datebook for February 28th. I'm John Burge. Maurice Ravel's orchestral suite, Le Tombeau de Couperin, was premiered in Paris on this day in 1920. It started out as a suite of solo piano pieces, intended as a tribute to the great French Baroque composer François Couperin. Or, as Ravel wrote, not so much to Couperin himself as to 18th century French music in general. Although the French word tombeau translates literally as tomb, it also signifies a musical piece paying tribute to a past master, in the English sense of in memoriam. In that spirit, Ravel dedicated each movement of his suite to friends of his killed during World War I. Although the tombeau as a musical form has been associated almost exclusively with French composers, one contemporary American composer has used the form as well, albeit with wickedly satirical intent. Michael Dougherty's Tombeau de Liberace jokingly references the late pianist and showman, a kitschy icon of 20th century American pop culture. Michael Dougherty says, quote, "Starting from the vernacular idiom, I have composed Le Tombeau de Liberace as a meditation on the American sublime, a lexicon of forbidden music. It is a piano concertino in four movements, each creating a distinct Liberace atmosphere." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.